he was reflected itself in the heart in just very quill. Then Nanda took him on his lap and untied in this way. But could not be tied. So Ved, the Upanishad says, Uttatishtat dasam gulam, whatever you can conceive to be the perfect, he is exceeding over that by 12 fingers. Transcendental. Can't come, he won't come under the jurisdiction of your any conception, however high of height it may be by nature. It is always transcendental. Whatever height you may reach, still he is above that. Hare Krishna. So, whatever achievement we have, if we can connect with him, he is all in all, he is the owner, he is the enjoyer. It is he is the owner, he is the enjoyer. I am also belong to him. Only with this sort of conception you can come to your normal position. Otherwise you are suffering from diseased knowledge, false knowledge. If you want proper adjustment with the Absolute, you have to set yourself in such similar position. You belong to him, everything belongs to him. That is, he is by itself and he is for itself. By itself and for itself. He is at the root of everything. And he is the future of everything. And this way we have to adjust ourselves with the Absolute. Then we can hope to come nearer to him. Otherwise we are going far, far away for our selfish attainment. Gaur Hari Bol, no standard can measure him in any respect. Mr. Einstein has said that a thing as it is and something more. The measurement. What is the measurement and something more? He is going or he is diminishing. That must be added there. What it is not that. It is some qualification. Some more qualification should be added there. You leave it in the infinite. But the thing is, not only that thing, but something else, more, to be added there. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Vidai Gaur Hari Bol. The possibility and the prospect should be added to a particular thing when you are going to calculate. This is the length, breadth and the height. Then something more you have to add there. For its possibility, every second changing, everything changing, and by the will of the Supreme Will, depending everything is for its existence on this divine will and the environment, and the whole environment on the divine will. So uncertain. Nothing is certain here, because it depends on the sweet will of him. So, without calculating him, your calculation is not perfect. The supreme will at the back of everything, whatever you can go to calculate. Something you have to, something more you have to add there, because it is dependent on some other force. The calculation of the sun, the planet, the Brahmanda, and whatever it is, they are all changing on its, based on its sweet will. No definite calculation of your brain will can do. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Whatever, wandering through this different stages of life according to our past karma, wherever we are placed, whatever qualification we have got, we have to surrender to the Infinite, to the Absolute Bliss. And that is, that can take us nearer to His place. Karmarpam. Then, Gyanamishra. So here in India, that hedonist or the worshippers of many goddesses, there are. But in the end, the connection is, mantra is, whatever I have done, the result, the consequence, I am offering to Krishna. This Durga Puja, this Puja, that Puja, so many Pujas are done. Then after finishing the whole ceremony, there is one connection, one mantra. The Kritaitat Karma Phalam, whatever I have done, the result of the consequence of this, I am offering to Krishna. Sri Krishnaya Samarpitam Astu. The link is there. According to my whim, mind, mental tendency, I am bound to do something. But the rishis, the well-wisher, the guardian of the society, spiritual society, they have given the link there. They connect it, whatever you do, connect it with Krishna. Yat karusi yad asnasi yad juhusi yad asnasi. So Ramananda Sangbad, the basis was begun with Varnasram. Then next, the Krishna Paramatman. Because indirectly, Varnasram Dharma connected with Krishna everywhere. But to feel direct connection with Krishna, with all the results, all the fruits, that is one step higher. And then to give up that and to accept the conscious plane, dismissing the material energy. There is no faith in the material energy, but the spiritual energy, that is more efficient and powerful. We should take to that. And blessed in such a plane of spiritual substance, I am spirit, I have nothing to do with matter. Samasvadveshu bhuteshu. I am Brahma. I am Chetan. I am conscious. And my necessity with the material energy is nil. So, attainment of material acquisition or loss, both, I won't be affected by that, by the loss and the gain of the material plane. Madhubhakti lavati param. He is eligible, from that basis, he is eligible really to seek me, to search after me. And the charm of material acquisition disappeared from his heart totally. He has got a better position. But Mahaprabhu says, eho bajha. This is also lower conception, go higher, deeper. This is also superficial. Madhbhakti lavate param. He has not attained any devotion or attraction there, but only independent of material loss or gain. But that does not mean, withdrawal from the negative side does not mean that he has attained some position in the positive world. So, eho bhajya. This is also superficial. Go further. Then you can dhyana sunna bhakti. The taste for Krishna katha, for the tidings, for the narration about the Leela of Krishna, wherever he may be posted, in whatever shade of life he may be posted. But if he is seen to have some taste, his liking, the Krishna katha, the story of Krishna is very pleasing in his heart. Here you are, Mahaprabhu says. Now I admit that when taste for Krishna katha is to be traced in any jiva, it is a purely positive link, independent of his external position. Wherever he may be a beast, even Hanuman, Guru, the taste, the partiality, likeness for Krishna, that is to be placed in his heart. Here, it is thus begun. Then go further. Then from this to Santarasa, here, then Dasya, Sukha, Vastura, Da. In this way, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Cold. Now feeling hot, now cold. What to do? Go, Hari Bol. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. See the position, the stable position of this material world. No dependence. Now this, now that. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. From here we have to begin. In such unsettled position. And such things also may be felt when one is well established there. Yatadaka Vaishnavi Devahari Dukkha Nishchaya Janyata Paranda Sukha. If the Krishna's will is at backing, direct, then everything is possible. Even Krishna himself, he is being the prey of the arrow of that badha, hunter. But that does not harm his absolute position in any way. He is such. He is not bound to show his invulnerable aspect towards us. Krishna jataka khala sarvottam narajila. This is aprakita sarva. Adhukshaja, transcendental. And then aprakita means very similar to prakita, but not prakita. That is the fifth and the last and the highest stage. Srimad Bhagavatam says. That his fullest play is to be found evening in connection what we think to be non-harmonized, what cannot be harmonized with his real character. That is also found within the harmony. That is his highest, the nature of highest harmony is such, to make the impossible possible in all phases, in vulnerability, in morality, in many other aspects. What is thought to be the most nasty, that may be most pure purity coming in his connection. There, the perfection of the absolute aspects. In his, whenever anything is getting his connection, whatever show or whatever sort of play it may show, that is all right. That is all right. Because it has his connection. Because it is his connection. So feel the thing, the minutest, get the quality of the greatest, of the biggest, most filthy, that can get the position of the purest. He is miracle. He is mystic. He is miracle. So, when in his connection, everything, the meanest thing, is highest. And without his connection, the purest thing is the most mean. He is such. His characteristic is such. I am everywhere and nowhere. Everything in me, I am in nothing. So, I am beyond your comprehension and calculation. That means that you are accustomed to calculate and conceive things in a particular way. I am far, far beyond that. Athava bhūnaiteno kiṁ gāteno tavajjano viṣṭabhā midam kṛṣṇam ekāṁśeno sthitu yavat. I am so, I am everything, I am this thing, that thing, I am everything. Still, whatever you can think about me, that is in my small part. I am such. Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Madhuram madhuram vapurasya vibho, madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram, madhugandhi madhusnita metadahu, madhuram 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 madhuram. Biglamangal Thakur. His conception, his figure is very sweet, very sweet. Madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram. His face sweeter than his body. Madhuram, 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 madhuram. His figure, his conception. Then his conception of his face. Face is the mirror of the heart. That is very, very sweeter. Madhugandhi madhusita mitadahu. And then the smiling on the face, that is very, very sweet. Madhuram, 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 madhuram. Then what should I go to say and narrate? Everything sweet, 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 sweet. There he ends. Sweetness. existence, the knowledge, categorically different from existence, then Anandam sweetness, that is also categorically different from consciousness as well as mere existence. And that is fulfillment. Sachit Anandam. Sachida Ananda Vigraha. Anandam. Sweetness is the original substance, and it presupposes conception, and that presupposes existence. Sachit Anandam. Anandam is the integer. Akhila Rasamrita Murti, in its variegated nature, harmonized one, whole. Plurality and unity, harmonized. Hare Krishna. Gaur Sundar, Gauranga Sundar. Is with me. The Taranudha Bharu Mahilage. The responsibility is mine. You go on taking the name. How much, as much as you can. Especially that of Gauranga. The rest, you live with me. I am responsible. You obey my order. Obey my order. But our skeptic mind won't allow. But I have, I want to make progress calculating every inch, whether which side I am being taken in. We are a child of that particular soil without calculation. Of our interest we own, take a step forward. we are very reasonable and very judicious. Is it possible to become a fool upon relying a beggar? अचिंता खलु जी भावान बट योर कैलकुलेट इज अबव योर कैलकुलेशन व्हाट रियली यू वांट फॉर दैट इज नॉट विद इन योर कैलकुलेशन दैट इज अबव कैलकुलेशन इज फ्रूटलेस मीनिंगलेस देयर रियली व्हाट इज योर इनर एस्पिरेशन Your calculation can never guide you there. It is more, something more. That calculation path you have to shun, to abandon, and take another path of faith. Faith is that is necessary. Your faith also very meager. That infinite possibility, how your faith can conceive, how good, how nobleness your faith can conceive, that is also within limitation. But there are things you will be astounded to think, as Swami Maharaj told to Chitananda, you will faint. Your understanding can never reach that standard. Such great things are there. So please give up that mania on depending of your calculation, your reason, judiciousness, all these things. Give up this shackle, undesirable shackle. Faith also very meager. How much you can put faith in? It is more and more infinite. Yeah? And your internal aspiration for that. So give up the calculative life. Come to faith and try to increase the boundary of your faith only in the company of the sadhus who are dealing with that faith substance. Within calculation, life of calculation, come to increase your faith in the association of those that are making cultivation about faith. Connecting yourself, persons with higher and higher faith, there your fortune lies, never otherwise. The shackle, your calculative, this buddhi, the consideration, all this is a cage, a nasty cage, break it down. Smash it. Come to faith. That can ameliorate your fortune, really, in the standard of the infinite. That is the standard to measure the infinite, only faith. That is also very little, very new. Still, by developing that side, you can come out of this cage, the knowledge, the cagey knowledge, the knowledge within the cage. A smaller cage or higher cage? Bigger cage. It is cage after all. Go. From that independent plane, some connection of that independent plane enters. That can enter here, but we cannot reach there. So in the nirgun, that sukriti, agnata sukriti, jnata sukriti, then saddha. Saddha means faith, of a lower order, faith, saddha. And it can be developed in different ways. Adho saddha, tata sadhu sangha. It can be nurtured within a favorable company. Then it grows. And independent of our calculative worldly prospect, it passes through. Saddhata sadhu sangha, anartha nivritti, then ruchi, asakti, then bhava bhakti, sneha man prana, in this way it vanishes, it disappears into the will of Krishna, in the Swarup Shakti kingdom. And it feels, it can feel the heart. The faith will arouse some feeling within us. Hidayi na bhanuk gyanto. The heart, the inner thirst, that will be quenched. That will say that I have come in a proper side. The innermost feeling of our interest. The innermost interest. That will come to as evidence to me. Yes. Yes. I am going home, sweet, sweet home. I feel that I am going to home. I am come to home. That inner evidence. Hidayi nabhanukyato. From the core of the heart, the approval will come. I want this. And whatever acquired environment so long has been thrust on me, that I want this. That I rejected. But now I feel that my real want is being to be satisfied. Our real self will come out. Yes, yes, this is my home. There, that will be the evidence. Hridaye nabhanuk gyato, the heart's approval. The core of the heart will come to approve.
See, I...
only five.
Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol.
Bhaga. Kalidas in Shakuntala, one of the very notable drama in ancient India in Sanskrit, Shakuntala Kalidas. And the story is Shakuntala, if he was brought up in an ashram, and Maharaj Dushyanta, he went on hunting, and there he met Shakuntala, and he was charmed with her beauty or nature anyhow. Privately, the marriage in Gandharva style. But Shakuntala was left there. And suddenly, Maharshi Durvasa visited that ashram. All absent, engaged somewhere in some duty. And the Shakuntala, she was sitting, absent-minded, thinking about her future and the king. Durvasa was a very angry type. You know that Durvasa from Ambarishupakhar, easily enraged and casting curse. So he came, and also perhaps begged something for him, but she was unmindful, could not hear, so gave her some curse, cast some curse. You are thinking whom he will forget for you totally. So that was with Dushyanta. In the meantime, Shakuntala felt that child in her womb, and when that was out, Maharshi Kanna, the ashram leader, he with two of his disciples and one old lady sent her to Maharaj Dushyanta. They went there, but the king forgot the whole thing as the result of the curse of Durvasa Rishi. He could not remember anything. And the another thing, the miraculous incident. The king gave his ring to Shakuntala. And this is my presentation to you. Whenever necessary, you will show, use it. And the Adhishthir Parihas, the accounts of the fortune also. When going, Shakuntala confident that his ring with me, king's ring. But when he took bath on the way of her journey, some fish at that time took off that ring, and swallowed that ring, the fish. So Shakuntala went there, and the king forgot everything. Shakuntala. First, the brahmacharis of the ashram, they put the question. The ministers and so many gentlemen in the court, they totally refused. I don't know anything about such an event. It is important. Then they ultimately asked Shakuntala, you plead for yourself. She does not like to hear us. No. Then Shakuntala tried, and perhaps she related also the circumstance, the environment, and things that happened. And also, perhaps it was informed that his child is in her room. But still he could not remember and could not recognize. So wholly frustrated, disappointed. What to do? And about to come back, then the priest of the king told, so Maharaj, she says so earnestly that we cannot disbelieve her. But one thing may be done. You have no child, but she says that she is with child, put him under the care of your priest. Put her under the care. And when she will give birth to the child, even he must be your heir, and royal signs must be seen in his body. It will be detected there, please, and like that. With the advice of his priest, minister, Maharaj, and like that, I'll always take her to the house of my priest, Brahmin priest. There she will be allowed to stay. And when then those that came, one old lady and two brahmacharins of the ashram, they left her to her fate, and they went back to ashram. Then Shakuntala, when she was led to the house of the Brahmin priest, she was so much disheartened and disappointed. She prayed to the Lord, I am not untrue, and such is my fate. Oh, Mother Earth, give me my myself shelter in your lap. I don't like to show my face in such a position of insult and disregard. At the same time, there was a miracle. Shakuntala was born from a rishi in the womb of Urvashi. Suddenly, Urvashi appeared and they took her above up. It is mentioned in the heavens. Then the priest who was guiding her, he came and described, related the thing. He said, an astonishing incident. Some lady with halo, with jyoti, like lightning, she appeared and took her and went up. It's a most astounding event. What to do? I finished anyhow. After a few days, a fisherman is caught by the police that he came to sell the ring. He caught up the fish, and when cutting, he found the ring in the belly of the fish. And necessarily, he came to sell it to a shop, and the shopkeeper saw that there is some stamp of the name of the king there, so he must have stolen. He came to police, and the police caught the fisherman and took to the king with the ring. In the meantime, I forgot to say, when Durvasa was casting his curse, he is going away, the two other sea friends of Shakuntala, they were coming from some business or from the river after bath or anyhow. They heard that already that Durvasa has cast the cast her. And they fell to the feet of the rishi. What have you done? She is innocent. You have cast cards on her. Be propitiated. Then, by their request, the rishi told that if she can show any sign to the king, then the king will again remind the whole thing. And now, they were confident then that he has king's ring with him, with her, and she may show, and then everything will be clear. But the ring was taken up in the going in the river, taking bath. Now the ring has come to the king. The whole thing came in his mind, and he began to repent. What mischief I have done, the innocent lady, and she is a child, and I have no heir. My heir is with her, and I have so rudely, and with ingratitude, I have done so much wrong to her. He began. Now no rest, no sleep, no releasing any food. He was repent. Anyhow, what to do? It is finished. Then he was invited by Indra to help him in his fight with the demons. Dushyanta went to help. When coming back after finishing the battle in the ashram of Kashyapa, he found a boy, a grown-up boy. After boy of 7, 8, something like that. He is fighting with a lion.